You don't know this, but you are already a cyborg, and why that is probably a really great thing. Coming up on today's episode, before we get started, let's talk about our weekly challenge. This week, we are practicing not saying negative things about coworkers or family members or anybody, because when you say something negative about other people, you are isolating yourself from them, which feels good in the moment, maybe to feel superior, but in the long run will do lasting damage. And secondly, the more you practice being nice to others, the better you can be nice to yourself. So stay tuned for today's episode. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm actually a cyborg, and my guess is you probably are too, but you just don't know it yet. To prove this to you, I'm going to talk a little bit about my most recent project. I'm working on my commercial drone pilot's license, so I've got to take a test with the FAA in order to fly my drone, and before I take the test, I have to study for it. So you can go online and you can pay $200 or $300 to take some test, or to take, you know, to get some information to take this test. Or, let me give you a little secret in life, just go to Udemy. If there's any skill you need to learn, but you don't know where to learn it, or you don't want to pay a subscription to some place to learn it, go to Udemy. Every course is between $9 and $12. I mean, some of the creators post it for $200 or $300, but Udemy always runs these huge sales. You'll always be able to get a course for about $10. On pretty much anything. It's really awesome. And I have full access to that course in my pocket because I have it on my phone because there's a Udemy app. And I have that phone with me all the time. Are you starting to see how you are a cyborg? If I can actually tell you what the temperature is like anywhere in the world within a few seconds because I have my phone. I can learn any skill there is in the world because I have my phone. I can get from where I am to anywhere I want in the country or in the world, probably it's to the store down the road, right? And I can do that just using my phone because I can hail a ride from Uber or Lyft or whatever. And the fact of the matter is, I always have my phone on me, and I bet you probably always have your phone on you too. I mean, it might not be healthy. In fact, I'm guessing it's not healthy. But well, that's to be decided. But the point is, you and I have supercomputers. Maybe they're not embedded into our skin or into our brain, but they're embedded into our lives, hard-coded, man. I have it with me all the time. And this gives me access to all kinds of information, to history, through history of podcasts or businesses or new skills. I mean, we have with us such incredible power with our phones. I have to remind myself. And I wonder, is anyone else out there like this where you have a question and you ask around on Facebook or somewhere else for the answer to your question when it's like, duh, I can just Google it, right? I always forget. I'm like, man, I wish I could set up a website. Well, guess what? Because I'm a cyborg and I have my phone with me, I can, because I can YouTube how to set up a website on pretty much any platform while I do it on my computer. Right? Or you can just use your computer to look it up. I mean, it's just incredible. And my challenge for you today is just to take advantage of that. You have the unprecedented ability of supercomputers at all times. And we can spend it, we can waste it on Netflix and entertainment and things like that. Or we can spend it, we can invest it on knowledge gaining sites like Udemy or lynda.com or Skillshare or you know, YouTube tutorials. I mean, honestly, the sky is the limit these days. You can do so much if you're willing to take the time and to do it and spend the effort to not be entertained and instead learn. So I just want to encourage you. If you, like me, feel down a lot or feel like you don't have any skills available to you, well, ask yourself, do you have a smartphone? Probably yes. And then, is it with you most of the time? Well, probably yes. Well, guess what? You've got opportunities, man. Learn how to use that thing. Learn how to be a cyborg and take advantage of all the opportunities that no one else has had in the history of the world until now. It's so exciting. Anyway, that's all for today. Go out there, get out there, and get challenged.